Chapter 2. Long Passage Skill Practice. Skill A. Understanding Main Ideas and Organization. 1. Campus Life.
Hello, I'm one of the students who needs to take the first aid certification course in order to go on the winter break meteorological expedition.
Okay, which course date did you want to sign up for? There are two courses offered every month, except for November when we have three. The courses are all 2 weeks long.
What are the times?
Well, next month there are two courses. There's a morning and an evening course. The morning course is from 8 a.m. to noon, and the evening course from 5 to 9 p.m.
Huh. Well, you see, I go to class during the day and work at night. There's no weekend course.
I'm afraid not. The expedition starts in January, right?
That's right. We leave January 3rd.
Well, you could take the course in December after your finals are over.
Huh. Yeah, I guess I'll have to. How much is this course?
It's $300, which includes all aspects of first aid, including CPR and mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Who's the course instructor?
Jeff Fulbright. He's a retired paramedic with over 35 years of experience. This is a nationally recognized qualification.
What is CPR exactly?
It stands for cardiopulmonary resuscitation. Basically, it's what you perform on a patient who isn't breathing or whose heart isn't beating. It's like giving a car a jump start.
What do you mean?
Well, you know when you jump start a car, the battery is out of juice. So you connect it to another car's battery using jumper cables and use the energy from the working car to revive the dead battery. After that, the battery should replenish itself and be okay.
Right.
Same principle. With CPR, the heart has stopped beating, so you kind of pump the heart back to life by applying pressure to the chest in rhythmic intervals. You're like the battery giving juice to the battery without juice. Hopefully, by doing CPR, you will get the heart to start beating on its own again.
That sounds like a handy skill.
Sure is. The course will also give you some useful procedures for your expedition, like how to treat hypothermia and frostbite.
That's good, though hopefully I'll never need it.
Hopefully you'll never need any of the training, but it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Well, can I sign up for the morning course in December then?
Sure. You can fill out this form and pay the $300 in cash, by check, or debit card. Or if you want to, you can register online at the website listed at the bottom of the form.
I see. Is there a registration deadline or anything?
The cutoff date for registration is 1 week prior to the start date, but it's best to register as far in advance as possible. It's rare, but sometimes the courses do fill up.
Well, okay. Thanks for all your help.
No problem. Have a nice day.
Number 1. What is the woman trying to do? Number 2. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 3. How does the man explain CPR? Choose two answers. Number 4. Listen again to part of the conversation and answer the question.
That's good, though hopefully I'll never need it.
Hopefully you'll never need any of the training, but it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
What does the speaker mean when he says this?
It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.